And you deliver me, my God, from covenant this morning. Oh, God, in the Lord's prayer life, Father, this morning. And the mother boldness and the mother rich, that you lead a little. Father, that we pray that you give them comfort this morning. We pray, oh God, that you continue to keep them under the blood. Bind them and protect them, dear God, this morning. Whatever adversity may arise this morning, Jesus, oh God, we pray that the blood that touch heart. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, it is your will of God. Let it be done in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray this morning, Jesus, for our sins, Jesus. Whatever we might have done that is not of your will, we ask your God to forgive us this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, remember our grandchildren. Jesus is real, Father, to take them in charge this morning. Oh God, remember the premier who church 5 years today this morning. Father, that I pray that you go with us. I pray, oh God, that you keep your blessing upon them. I pray that you keep that blood-stained banner upon the proper this morning. Wrap her in that blood-stained banner this morning. Father, that she may grow to the woman that you want her to be with God. Jesus, hallelujah. Continue, oh God, to lead your people. Continue, oh God, to bless your sheep this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, remember my husband this morning who is unstable, oh God. I pray this morning that the joy will come to you this morning. I pray, oh God, that you, God, to cover him under your blood this morning. I pray that you use that nail the number of hard hand this morning, dear God, and touch him, dear God, this morning, Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you continue your name, God. To work upon his life this morning, work upon us this morning, Jesus. Oh God, we may have favor with you this morning. Jesus, I give you thanks for all that I have done. Hallelujah. Oh God, your name is Jesus, and we thank you for your name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Your name is above all of this.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you in the mood of worshiping God with me this morning?
Hallelujah. Can't hear
Are you in the mood of worshiping God with me this morning?
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
With your permission, I will ask you to do not be absent-minded this morning. Do not be distracted at all.
We Amen.
Are going to
Amen.
Do something different Amen. From what we have been doing. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's open up our Bible. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5.
Thessalonians, chapter 5.
1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. There is too much traffic in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Please do the right thing, family of God. This is the holy moment. Amen.
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 I say, do the right thing. This is a holy moment. Amen, family of God.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We just want to elevate our praise and worship. We just want our praise and worship to take another dimension today.
Amen.
We just want to feel the power of God in whatsoever we are planning to do and accomplish. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can somebody say amen again?
Amen.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
Praise the Lord.
Almighty God, I come before you and I humble myself before the flock of God.
Amen.
Lord God, I just want you to touch my lips right now as I just want to talk to your children.
Amen.
I just want to touch you and you alone to touch my lips and anoint them so that the word that will come out of me will not be me, but it is you talking through me. Father God, let me be only a vessel that you just want to use for somebody who is or here this morning. Somebody who just want to hear from you and you alone this morning. Amen. Let me disappear from every face right now. Amen. Oh Lord God, let me decrease completely so that you and you alone can increase. Father God, anoint also all my brothers and sisters who are on the line right now.
Jesus.
Give them the ability, Father God, to have the knowledge and understanding of your word. Let them be able, Father God, to get out of this prayer session with something that you have prepared for them.
Amen, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we proclaim victory and let everybody say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Good morning again, family of God.
Good morning,
Good morning
Brother
Boy.
It is easy in this life that we are living to open up our mouth and thank somebody when today they say that they are giving you, they are offering you something, a gift.
Amen.
It is very easy if today they give somebody good news of saying, look, in your bank account, somebody has placed $5 million. Not even $5 million, let me say $50 in your account. It will be a joy for somebody to discover that, oh, I wasn't expecting this, but $50 in my account, you will rush to say thank you. If today you don't have food on your table and somebody comes and enters your door and open up the door and say, I'm going to fill up your fridge, I'm going to put everything on your table, what will be the first thing that you are going to do, family of God?
Thank God.
Can somebody repeat that again?
Thank God.
Mostly and most of the time, we have the tendency of saying thank you only when something good happened to us. When somebody has done something good to us. But today I just want this crowd, this family of God, to elevate the way we worship, the way we praise God by another dimension of thinking. What happened if things are going in a wrong direction in our life? Are we able to open up our mouth and say thank you also?
Yes. Have to praise him, yes.
That's exactly what we are going to do today. I'm going to be so short. And as we were getting the roll call, I heard two sisters saying in everything, give thanks. And somebody say, thank God, family of God. God is taking us in a point where we have to learn how to say thank you when things are not going our way, when things are not rosy, when everything is upside down, when we are praying and praying, but instead of for the good to happen, but the worst is happening. That's where we are going to elevate our worship this morning, learning how to give God thanks. When everything is upside down, when we are experiencing the tough time of our life, when hope is no more to be seen, when we are in despair, when there are so many questions bombarding our mind, when we are trying to turn to the left or to the right, there is nobody to help, when we are at the end of the tunnel, but there is no green light, that's where we are going to be able to open up our mouth as Christians, as children of God, to tell God, no matter what is going to in my life, no matter what is going in my family's life, no matter what I'm experiencing, I am able to open up my mouth. I am able to praise you, God. I am able to elevate you, God. I am able to say thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to bring somebody to that dimension of praise and worship.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
If I ask a simple question right now, who is going through something this morning? I think we will have each and everyone saying that they are going through something.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If I ask a question this morning, who is experiencing the midnight hour right now? I will hear each and everyone saying, yes, yes. If I ask, who is facing the toughest time of their life right now? I will hear each and everyone saying, yes, yes. If I ask again, who is facing a crisis that no solution is coming at all? I will hear yes and yes. If I ask again, family of God, who has something that he has been praying for time and time again? But instead of the best to come, it is the worst, the opposite that is taking place. I think I will hear somebody saying, oh, yes, this is happening. But God is talking to us this morning.
Yes.
We are not going to focus on the problem that we are facing right now, my dear brothers,
yes.
My dear sisters.
Oh, my Lord.
We are not going to focus on the crisis that we are facing right now. We are not going to focus on whatsoever we are experiencing right now. But we are going to focus on giving God thanks. And we are going to see what is going to happen next. Amen?
Amen.
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 Maybe this morning, you were planning to hear that somebody pray for you. You were expecting somebody to touch or to say exactly what you are going through. But God is telling you to open up your mouth first and thank him. We are going to learn now to thank God in everything. We are not going to talk about that problem. But we are going to thank God. We are going to say, God, thank you that you know my problem better than myself. Thank you that you are handling the problem better than myself.
Yes,
thank you that you have given me the breath of life, telling me that you are not done yet with me.
Thank you,
Father, that something is happening in the background for me. Thank you, Father God, that I am going out by faith and something will happen. Thank you, God, that you see me better than anyone in this world. Thank you, Father God, that you are telling me in your word that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you, Father God, that I am able to find my answers nowhere else but in the book of life, which is the Bible. Thank you, God, that you have the control of everything in my life. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This morning.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to bring somebody to that mountain of praise and worship. I would like to bring somebody to that mountain of thanksgiving. We are going to ignore the problem that we are going through, the issue that we are facing, the crisis that we are dealing with. We are going to forget that there is an immigration case waiting for us somewhere. We don't even know how to handle it. We are going to forget that the medical doctor says there is no hope at all for this case.
Yes.
We are going to forget that somebody said there is no hope at all with your children. They will be getting worse and worse. But we are going to thank God that he is the one who created us. He knows everything. He understands everything. We are not going somewhere else until he does something for us.
We are going
to thank him this morning.
Amen.
Thank you,
family
Lord.
Of God.
Thank
it is by thanking God. It's not about us feeling good, but it is about getting the attention of God.
Amen.
It is about telling God the fact of renewing the breath of life in us means that you know better about us.
Yes.
Family of God, this morning, I would like all of us to leave the enemy alone. To leave Satan alone. To leave the devil alone. But we are going to focus on the one who created the enemy, the devil. On the one who knows the devil better than us. We are going to tell him thanks. We are going to tell him thanks because he knows everything. He knows what the enemy is doing in our life. If it's not also the enemy's power to do whatsoever, God is the only one who can fix everything.
Amen.
And again I say,
amen.
It is easy to say thanks when something good has been done to us.
Yes, that's
but
true.
The reality also is, It is not easy to say thanks when we are going through hardship.
Hallelujah.
It is not easy to say thanks when we are facing the darkest hour of our time. It is not easy to say thanks when one thing is leading to another thing, but in a wrong direction. It is not easy to say thanks when every time there is always a bad report. It is not also easy to say thanks when you look around from the left and from the right. There is no opening at all. You are bombarded problems from to and fro. It is not easy to say thanks. But I am here to tell you this morning that my God, your God,
Hallelujah.
Our God, is telling us that even though it is not easy, but it is not also impossible with our God to say thanks. I repeat, it is not impossible with our God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let
Hallelujah.
Us open up our Bible yeah. again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. That's the title of the message. In everything, give thanks. We are going to read this verse all together. The first time we read it, the second time we read it, the third time you are going to open up your mouth, you are going to thank God. Don't talk about your problem this morning, family of God, but thank God that he knows your problem better than yourself. We are going to thank him until we drop out this morning. Are you with me, family of God?
Amen. Amen.
Are you with me this
Amen.
Morning, family of God?
Amen.
Amen.
I say, we are going to get another dimension of praise and worship.
Amen.
We are going to get another dimension of seeking the face of our God. This morning, we are going to learn how to give God thanks when we are going through something, when we are facing the toughest time of our life, when we are going through trials and tribulation. We are going to learn how God can put a new song in our mouth. Then we can say thank you to him, no matter what we are experiencing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can somebody say amen again?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Amen. We are going to read it all together. The first time we read it, the second time we read it, the third time you are going to read it from the bottom of your heart, not from your lips. We don't want you to look good from the outside in, but we want you to look good from the inside out. Because God is here right now.
Hallelujah.
He is waiting to meet. Amen.
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 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
Before we
go the third round, I just want you to get the attention in the verse that you are reading. This is not the word of Brother Bovic, but this is the word of God, and we are taking God by his word this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God is not saying in something give thanks. He's not saying in part of the things which are good give thanks. He's not saying in some area where somebody bless you give thanks. But the word of God is saying in everything, be it good or bad, be it easy or tough, be it complicated or not, the word of God is saying in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ. Family of God, let us do it the last time, and then we open up our mouth. We go down into prayer. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Open up your mouth right now. Open up your mouth right now. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the good time. Thank you for the wrong time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you